Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we say good morning to Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Not sure if you were watching the game last night, but Liverpool were very, very impressive against Real Madrid.
Throwing against Brazil.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. 1-0 win in the Champions League last night. The goal by Alexis McAllister, header from a set piece, and former fans' favourite Trent Alexander-Arnold. We were talking to Ray Houghton about him last night, or yesterday morning. He came on as a sub and got plenty of boos. Signs of the old Liverpool, I think, from last night's performance, certainly from last season. They were really,
really... They looked very similar to last year's team. Is that the difference?
Well, maybe. I do want to mention Conor Bradley. Justin, you mentioned him. He was outstanding and kept Vinicius Jr., a world-class player, in check. And his manager, Arne Slot, offered some interesting insight actually after the game, because he believes such is the intensity of the Premier League and the Champions League and all these games coming thick and fast that young players like him, they need time to adjust.
I just spoke about Conor Bradley, who now, I think for the first time in a long time, played twice 90 minutes in 3 days. I think all the players, they need a bit of time. Sometimes to adjust to the Premier League, sometimes to adjust to the limited rest we've had, and then in other leagues, I think 15 to 20 games in almost any other league if you are a big club or easy wins. But in the Premier League, there's never an easy win, and that is something you need to adjust to as well. So if you miss pre-season, or if you come from a different league, or if you're a bit younger, then these are things you need to adjust to. And Conor Bradley has only played 30-40 games for us, and he and the team are getting fitter and fitter, and that is the first step we have to make for us to get results in again.
Yeah, great to see him doing so well. Arsenal made it 4 wins from 4 in Europe. 3-0 win against Slavia Prague. Very impressive stuff from them. Tottenham beat Copenhagen 4-0. And Bayern Munich overcame PSG 2-1. Luis Diaz scored twice there and was then sent off. Tonight you can watch Manchester City against Borussia Dortmund from 7:30 in RTE2 and the RTE Player. Very significant day ahead for the Irish under-17s team. They begin their World Cup campaign against Panama 12:30 Irish time, so looking forward to that this afternoon. The tournament taking place in Qatar, the game live on RTE2 and the Player, so make sure you check that out. They'll also face Paraguay and Uzbekistan in Group G. An independent disciplinary hearing has overturned Thaigburn's red card, which he picked up in the defeat to New Zealand last weekend in Chicago. The second row appeared before the panel last night, and they found that while an act of foul play happened, it did not warrant a sending off. Ronan Kelleher has admitted to Michael Corcoran that incident was frustrating, as was the result against the All Blacks, but they as a group are taking the learnings from it.
The Burnie one was it was disappointing. I think it was very unlucky. I think Bowden kind of gets him on the blind side, but obviously it is what it is, and I think what probably showed was how the lads managed that, I suppose, 20-minute period. Mm. I think they showed real class and how they managed that. It was really good. And again, that kind of comes back to our prep during the week in terms of those meetings that we have about those little micro moments in games, and then how do we manage with 14 men, etc., etc.
How important, Ronan, before we finish up, is this week, given the fact that last week was very disappointing, this week you have a chance to get back to where you want to be in terms of on-pitch performance?
Yeah, I suppose it is exciting. I think that's kind of the nature of these November internationals, is that a very quick turnaround, so you can't really dwell on things too long. You kind of have to move on pretty quick. And I think this weekend, as you say, gives us an opportunity to actually put our best foot forward and put our performance that we wanted to show everyone on the pitch.
And finally, Killian O'Connor, Rob Henley and James Carr have all decided to return to the Mayo football panel for next season.